So while they're handing those out, I heard something on the radio. I was driving in the car, and, you know, I lost my mom about 3 or 4 years ago, and I miss her, dearly. And I heard something on the radio. Guys, it said, don't think you're off the hook, guys, just because if you're married and you have a wife, that you're off the hook on. You should also be thinking of your wife and get her something for Mother's Day. Let's go to the Taco Bell like it usually is. Oh, sorry. Anyway, guys, you still have the rest of the afternoon to pull something off. But, but my wife and I went down to this Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival thing. We are in the same property that Bob Walter grew up in. And so the reason why we purchased that is ultimately to get sheep. We went down to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. And of course, you know, I gave her her allowance to spend. It was like $10. Times N for you algebra fans. Every time she got something, I said, Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day! And then when she wrote this check, a down payment on 2 Gotland sheep, I thought, Happy Mother's Day! What's that?
But it wasn't really Mother's Day yet.
Well, that counts. That was close. This is not the first time that I was given a sermon on a Saturday night. I was a worship leader at Grace United Methodist Church in Carlisle. The senior pastor, this was before Super Bowl Sunday, I get an email, or it was a phone call at like 9 at night. Hey, can you deliver my message tomorrow? I'm not feeling well. Okay, sure, I can read your sermon. I know what the real story was. He was a Steelers fan. And it was before Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm sure if you would admit it was because he was worked up by that football game. Anyway, I got Libby's email last night, and I read it, and as we would expect, she did a great job with her sermon notes. It was well researched, and everything she concluded from the text, I thought she was spot on, and so all I could do is mess it up, right? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, and we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the sound of little kids up here. God, what a blessing. And Father, we do think of those moms. I know personally, even in my own life, there are some where this day's hard. They will even, Father, stay off of Facebook and so on just because some of the heartache involved with that. But Father, we do thank you for those who, Father, you have put in that very, very important role. And now, Father, as we look into a story of a courageous woman, a selfless woman, who seemed to just want to serve you and serve your people, may we be inspired, God. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Angenese Gongse Bahatsu, and if I mispronounce that, I don't know if Libby's going to listen to the sermon or not, but Libby, if I mispronounce that, I'm sorry. Anyway, she was born on August 26, 1910 in Albania. She was born in Skopje in what today is Macedonia. But what in 1910 was the Ottoman Empire? She moved to India when she was 18 and served as a teacher for many years before recognizing her true calling. Do you know what I'm talking about by chance? Don't say if you know who I'm talking about. Keep it under wraps. Okay. After some soul searching and a call to ministry in 1948, she founded the Missionaries of Charity, which was officially formed in, you're going to start to get this, Calcutta. You kind of know who I'm talking about. Don't say it yet. In 1950, the Missionaries of Charity focused on welcoming those who were ostracized in society, those who had leprosy, AIDS, and tuberculosis. She said her mission was to give up all and follow him into the slums, to serve him in the poorest of the poor. Soon she became known not by her birth name, but by another name. You know what it is? Mother Teresa. She received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. She was venerated as a saint September 4th, 2016 by Pope Francis. And in 2020, there are now 5,191 sisters in 762 missions in 139 countries, continuing Mother Teresa's legacy and giving wholehearted and free service to the poorest of the poor. Well, I think that should end any of our complaining, maybe. Libby focused, and again, she did a really good job on the text that we read from the book of Acts. And if you recall that, what was going on there, this will start to make some sense. Mother Teresa was a leader, a sister, and a philanthropist. But perhaps her most ironic title was the one that she was known by the most. Mary Teresa Bahatiu was known as Mother Teresa, although she never gave birth to a single child. While the title Mother may refer to the position of Reverend Mother, it also is symbolic of the way that she cared and loved for those who needed cared for. Today in our lesson, another female figure, Tabitha, or also known as Dorcas in the ancient Greek, was similar. We see, like Mother Teresa, that she was a devoted to good works and acts of charity. The text itself does not identify whether or not Dorcas was a widow herself, but it is likely that she was either a widow or a single woman in the first century Palestine. Here's where Libby was heading with that. The reason why the text would suggest that is when it has this scene of a funeral, we don't see a family gathered around dying Dorcas. We do not see a husband. We don't see children. We don't see siblings. Instead, we see her surrounded by women. And we see these women showing Peter clothes that Dorcas had made them, the legacy that she left. And I don't know about you, but unless I'm going somewhere to run, I do not often bring clothes to places that I actively am wearing, especially for a visit, to visit one. So it's very likely that these clothes that the women were wearing, the only clothes that they had, the ones that Dorcas made them. We can see just how much of an impact she made on those she cared for. She surrounded herself, like Mother Teresa, with other women and became a mother in her own terms. The author of Luke and Acts goes so far as to describe her as one of the female disciples, speaking of her dedication to the service and her faith. Today, on this Mother's Day, we celebrate mothers in all forms. We honor those who have physically bore children, those who have lost children, those who hope to someday have children. We remember those who foster children or care for others in any capacity. Some of us have been raised by wonderful mothers, and some others have been raised by others that would not be our biological mother. We may have had great relationships with our mothers, and some others may be estranged. Our mothers may be with us today, or they may have gone on before us. Mothers are people who care, who nourish, who encourage, But we do not need to be a mother to do that. Brilliant point. Way to go, Libby. We do not have to have given birth to a child to nurture, to love, or to help grow. Does observing Mother's Day inspire you to love others and care for others and serve others? Emily Dickinson once said that a mother is someone you can go to when you are troubled. So today, think of mothers in your lives, physical ones or spiritual ones, and celebrate them. And care for others as only a mother could. Amen.